Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Now, this Lakers number tonight, JBT, against the Pelicans, it's around the money line, so it's really not that significant. But at DraftKings, for example, the Pelicans are a one-point favorite at home tonight against the Lakers. If you look around at other spots, either in Las Vegas or national sports books, you can find a pick 'em. And in fact, there is a Lakers minus 1.5 out there in this game.
Wow.
Anthony Davis, questionable.
Yeah. So that's the real thing, and we see the market do this all the time, right? Which is, all right, if Anthony Davis, once he's ruled active, then you'll probably see that one-point bump toward the Los Angeles Lakers, wherever it's at. Obviously, the spot that's already 1.5, I don't think you're going to go to 2.5, because you'd be pretty off-market there. But it's not going to be surprising. Where we're sitting is at pick, and I wouldn't be surprised if this closes pick, Lakers minus 1. And you can really get involved whenever you want pre-flop. 1, either way, is not going to make the biggest difference in the world. But the more I've like kind of dove into this matchup, the more I find it kind of hard not to come in and back the Lakers, assuming that Anthony Davis is going to play and assuming that the Lakers.
Can we do that?
I want to say yes, because it's the play-in and you don't want to play games with this injury report anymore. And if he's going to be healthy and available, he's going to be ready to go. And it would seem that the indications are that he is healthy and ready to go. So I'm going to kind of assume that you're going to get AD out there and that this is eventually going to close pick Lakers.
If I made Anthony Davis right now minus $2 to play in this game tonight, would you bet the yes?
I would say yes.
You would bet $2?
I know we were talking and kind of laughing about the ability or the potential for the Lakers to try to thread the needle, right? Which is lose this game, then play the winner of the 9-10 matchup and try to get the Oklahoma City Thunder. The reality is that you don't want to put it up to a one-game elimination and that you want to come in and win this matchup. So I do think that you're going to put your best foot forward. I do think that Anthony Davis is going to play here, so I would say yes. I think it's a fair price at minus 200 he plays.
They just played on Sunday. Was never even a game. Lakers blew him out. Are we going to get a repeat of that? Where are you at with Brandon Ingram and his status overall?
Well, he doesn't. Here's the thing. So he misses a bunch of time, And then, of course, he comes back at the end of the year. Probably not that, I would say ready to go in terms of like the health and the continuity. But to me, that's not the biggest problem. So it's going over some of the things for this matchup. And obviously, like the big thing that sticks out, Mitch, is what are you going to do defensively here? So the Lakers, in their four games that they played against the New Orleans Pelicans, they got an offense rating of 124.1. So every 100 possessions, they're scoring 124.1 points against the Pelicans. And the real big issue, and you saw in that last game, Jonas Valanciunas only played 7 minutes in that last game against the Lakers. I think it's points and rebounds. I got to double check. I was kind of half asleep and I was looking it up late last night. I think we're sitting at like 11.5. We don't know how long he's going to be out there. And the reason is he's kind of been a nightmare defensively for them. How about a couple of numbers here? Anthony Davis in the four games against Jonas Valanciunas, 22.7 assists, 9 of 14 from the floor. LeBron James, 18 points, 5 assists, 7 of 10 from the floor. That's with Jonas Valanciunas as a primary defender.
Okay.
You can't really do anything there. Zion Williamson has been having to defend LeBron James for certain possessions. Yeah, same thing with Rui Hachimura. Rui Hachimura is a perfect 7 of 7 in this series against Zion Williamson as a primary defender. LeBron's been to the free throw line 10 times as Zion Williamson as a primary defender. What adjustments are you making defensively that is going to change this thing for you if you're the New Orleans Pelicans?
Well, and we know that going in, right? Because again, this year for the Lakers, the discrepancy in shooting free throws is heavily in their favor.
Yep.
And so if they're going to play their basketball game and it's going to be a typical Lakers refereed contest, They're probably going to outshoot the Pelicans by a significant amount at the stripe. And if they're hitting all those free throws, then they are going to win this game. And if AD plays, they are going to win this game. Do you think Valanciunas then is just what's more likely to happen here? He's a total non-factor in the game, or he doesn't even play? And when I say that, I mean he's not going to get that many minutes.
Yeah, I think you start him still, and he's played in all of them. But they're minus 19 in the four games with him on the floor. It's just not good. So you start him, you try to do something with him. Obviously, you're in a little bit of a tight bind because Anthony Davis does like to play a little bit like elbow extended, and then, of course, can use his athleticism in those spots. It's not like a traditional post-up and use your size. And you mentioned the biggest thing, which is the free throws. The New Orleans Pelicans are 10th in free throw rate. They make 20.2 free throws for every 100 shot attempts. It's the 10th best in the NBA. The Lakers, the underrated thing about what the Los Angeles Lakers do, it's not so much that they make as many free throws. They're second in both offensive and defensive free throw rate. So not only do they get a ton of free throws, they don't foul teams, or I guess we'll say they don't foul teams.
The referees don't blow the whistle right against the Lakers as much as they do to every other team in the league, basically.
Correct. And so when you can't, when you as a team are dependent on that, but you can't get there while the other team can consistently do it, it's absolutely nuts. And when you look too, how about this? This is the big thing, and it goes back to, again, like for me, that's why I keep going back to the Lakers, because these physical matchups are always still there. In these four games, Mitch, that they have played, 40.9% of the Lakers' attempts have come within 4 feet of the basket. They have shot 76% on those attempts.
No, that is bonkers.
They're just killing them inside. They're getting to the free throw line. And you don't know what you're going to do because you have good wing defenders. Like Herb Jones is awesome. Herb Jones gives up like 1 million pounds to LeBron James.
Oh, yeah.
You're not going to throw him there.
That's no contest.
Right. So, like, this is why I like the playoffs so much, because you look at these matchups, you go, what are you going to do? How are you going to adjust? And for me, there's not much adjustment you're doing here in this series that's going to change what has been going wrong for you through the first four games.
What if we get absolute peak A-plus game out of Zion Williamson?
I mean, it could be.
He goes for 35, 8 rebounds, and 10 assists.
Then I think you're looking to play this thing over, because I don't think there's a reality in which you're stopping the Lakers. Like, LeBron, again, is matching up with Zion pretty frequently in this matchup. You're not feeling comfortable putting Zion pretty much anywhere else. You could put him in that role of kind of like a roving defender, but he's not like a Rudy Gobert or anybody else that's going to come over and tightly contest some shots. So maybe this thing goes over the total. But if that's what you're looking for, you're also looking, of course, if that's going to be the case. You're getting the free throw line a little bit more than you were in this series against the Lakers. But I think that's really the only change here, because I don't think there's a reality. Because here's the thing, like in the four games, if the Lakers just bomb it away from three, then you're like, okay, cool. Maybe in one off, you're going to be able to kind of get some good shooting regression. They're not going to hit those shots. But when you're giving up shots within 4 feet of the basket that regularly against this team, that's not changing when you get back to another game here, even if it's on your own floor.
Do people need to tread lightly betting this game live tonight? The thought is here, because it basically is around a pick 'em, that you're going to potentially get a much better number than this on either side, because runs happen in the NBA. But what about if, let's say, either team gets out to a 15-point second quarter lead, or they're leading by double digits in the third quarter? Could the team that's losing at some point decide, you know what, we lose this one, we're going to punt on the rest of this game, we have one more, I'll sit my guys here, and you want to be careful with maybe watching what they're going to do with the rotations? Could that be in play?
I mean, I think it is, but I don't think it's in play until late in the fourth quarter.
Late in the fourth quarter.
Because, like, as we kind of discussed here, like, if you're the Lakers, and for whatever reason you find yourself in the fourth quarter with, like, 2.5 minutes left, 2 minutes left, and you're down by, like, 13 points, do you give it like one more possession, and if you can't get that three or whatever it is, do you pull the plug? Because not only do you have one more shot at this, whoever's going to win the late game, there's also the added benefit of, if we win that game, we get the much more favorable matchup there in the Oklahoma City Thunder. And then, by the way, we get the winner of L.A. and Dallas, so that would be a fascinating matchup for them as well. So the path just becomes a little bit more easier. So I think that's kind of the worry. But I still think, like, first half, I wouldn't be shy about doing what you usually do in NBA games. Like you said, it's a 1-point spread. Oh, if the Pelicans go up 6-0, you're going to get a pretty solid number here.
If that's your plan, you want like 16-5 out of the gates.
Yeah.
Timeout. Okay, what's the new line? I'm going to come and bet the Lakers at that point.
Yeah.
I would also flip it, though, and say the Pelicans, I mean, could the writing be on the wall early for this team? They just got blown out again against the Lakers on Sunday. Ingram has not, he was hurt for a while. Recently came back, and they could look at it as, well, we do have another home game here.
Sure. Yeah, I mean,
that would be the team that would want to probably stay away from grabbing a big number if they're getting blown out.
I think so. And by the way, too, I mean, it's just the mental aspect of it, right? Which is, great, here we go again.
Oh, that's,
like, if,
that's
if
the thing.
If the Lakers go up like 16-5 immediately in this matchup, if you're the Pelicans, where are you at mentally?
Well, even if it's like 62-43 at halftime, right, or something where it's totally lopsided, what are you going to get in the second half?
Man, I remember I was there. I was so excited to watch this in-season tournament game between them and the Lakers. Left after the second quarter. It was like, this is there's no need to be here.
Yeah.
They were getting run off the floor. And again, you see that, you know, big matchup. Obviously, everything on the line for the Pelicans. You know, you got to get out of the play-in. You get ramped up and ready to go. I mean, they essentially played this game. That was a playoff game for both those teams at the end of the regular season.
Yep.
And that's what transpired. Yep. It was an absolute slaughter.
I will point out that the public, they are 6-10 ATS playing the play-in games.
Mm-hmm.
And tonight, the Lakers at DraftKings, 68% of the handle, 74% of the bets. And in the late game, the Warriors now bumped up to 3 at some spots. They're getting 92% of the handle at DraftKings, 77% of the bets.
Wow. I mean, look, you mentioned it, though, 6-10. There's 6 covers in there. They're right sometimes, right? So I just, when there's so many mismatches that go in favor of one side, and it's not reliant on shooting from distance, things like that, I find it hard to – obviously, the looming thing is whether Anthony Davis is going to play. But if you give me both of them, I find it hard to really come off of the side of the Lakers here.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.